Well, good morning, everybody. There's a story of a little kiddo who was in kindergarten, and they were learning in religion class about Adam and Eve and how Adam was alone at first, and then Eve came out of Adam's side. And this little kid in the class, little Henry, he started crying, real loud, red face, everything. And the teacher says, What's the problem, Henry? And he goes, well, I have a tummy ache, and I don't want a wife. But anyway, I was thinking about Adam and Eve were the first family. Of course, then we have the sacred family that we seek to model our own families after. And this month of March, we celebrate in a particular way our patron saint, the heavenly patron of this parish, which is Saint Joseph. His statue is right here, and of course also where he always is. And then we have another statue that is over in the school. Saint Joseph is an important example for us in a lot of different things. But I was thinking about Lent and the three things that Jesus asks us to do every Lent. In fact, on Ash Wednesday, which is this Wednesday, the Mass schedule is in your bulletins, there's the same gospel every single Ash Wednesday. And Jesus talks about three things: prayer, fasting, almsgiving. Pray, fast, give. Pray, fast, give. And we ought to do something, at least one thing for each of those categories. Something for prayer, something for fasting, something for almsgiving, in addition to what we already do out of the goodness of our Christian lives. And it's a good thing for us to kind of pray about it and prepare for Lent so that Lent just doesn't happen to us. We always prepare for such an important season. On your way out, if you didn't get one on your way in, there's a pile here and a pile there. There's a little half sheet of paper for you to pray as we get ready for Ash Wednesday about how you're going to enter into Lent. Prayer, fasting, and almsgiving. And it says, to pray, I will, blank, and fast, I will, blank. And it has a signature on the bottom, so you actually do it. And put it in your Bible, put it on your fridge, put it wherever, so that it's a reminder of your promises that you will do during Lent. I was thinking of Saint Joseph and what he would have written on this sheet, because I think maybe he gives us a good example of all of these three things. And that's why we remember him and honor him so well. By the way, thanks to everybody who was there last night. It was a blast. The St. Joe feast celebration. I've never seen a 10:30 Mass as sparse as this one, but that's because so many people were here last night. We had about 20 servers. We had a huge, beautiful procession, and we had a beautiful Mass. Beautiful carnival before all that. Beautiful dinner. Beautiful entertainment afterwards. It's the annual event where my dance moves come out, and they're not very impressive. Somehow they ended up on Facebook, Michelle. Anyway, I was thinking of St. Joseph, how he gives us an example for Lent and prayer, fasting, almsgiving, prayer. St. Joseph was an incredible man of prayer. In the whole of the Bible, he never says a word. The man was a man of silence. But I think we often, even in our prayer, talk too much, and we don't listen enough. And prayer is, more than anything, letting God seep into us, absorbing the divine life inside of our own life. And prayer is about receiving Christ. And isn't that what Saint Joseph did in his life? He received Christ into his own home. He built the house that Mary and Jesus lived in. He received. And that's what we got to do too in our prayer life. Our prayer is our way of receiving Jesus. Joseph and Mary were the first ones to ever do a holy hour, because after Jesus was born, they held that precious baby and they adored him and got lost in it all, lost in their love for this Christ, lost in their love for Jesus. And that's what prayer has to be for us too. And so we look to Joseph's silence, his receiving, his devotion, his piety, and let's model our life, especially this Lent after that. Fasting. We always think about giving stuff up, and we do give stuff up for Lent. It's a good thing to give stuff up for Lent. But Joseph gave up a lot more than chocolate. Joseph gave up his whole life. He gave up all his dreams, his plans for the future, his hopes, all those things that he had planned out. Joseph, we always have him pictured. He looks kind of like an older guy. But Joseph would have been a young man, maybe late teens, probably around there. He was a kid. And he had his whole future ahead of him. But for Jesus' sake, he gives it all up. And he got something way, way, way better back. And that's what our Lenten observance should be. When we give stuff up, we get a lot back, more than we ever gave up. You know, I think about the person that gives up television and all of a sudden has all this extra time. And then what do they do with that time? Well, maybe they write letters to people that they love. Maybe they spend time with their family and friends that more than they did before. Maybe they read more scripture. Maybe all these things, is like, whoa, yeah, I gave something up and I thought it was going to be super hard, but I got back way more. And that's what Lent should be for us. Whatever penances, whatever fastings, giving ups that we do, we get back something far more important. Just like Joseph gave up his dreams but got Jesus in return. It was a good trade. The last thing is to alms give. We look to Joseph's example in generosity and giving because Joseph is known as the all-provident saint. There's a beautiful phrase from Genesis 39, Ite ad Joseph, which means go to Joseph. And we Christians have applied that phrase that was actually talking about the original Joseph in the Old Testament. You know, the one with the coat of many colors and how his brothers had sold him into slavery. And well, some of them wanted to kill him, but they put him in a pit and then boom. And then he ends up in jail and then he decodes Pharaoh's dream. And he's like, hey, you saved us all, so I'm going to put you in charge of all of the food during this famine. So then he said to everybody, if you need food, which you all do, ite ad Joseph, go to Joseph. And Joseph had the supply, and he provided. Well, we look at that original Joseph, and we say that's 9,000 times more the case with the new Joseph. Joseph, the spouse of Blessed Mother, foster father of Jesus. And why do we say that? Because Joseph provided everything for Mary. He provided everything for Jesus as Jesus was growing up. He was a very strong yet humble man as he led the Holy Family. And I have to tell you that we're meant to be that way too. We are to provide in much the same way as Joseph. When we talk about almsgiving, it doesn't always necessarily have to be money. You could give you could make a little thing. It's like, hey, every day this Lent, I'm going to write a letter to somebody. Or every week this Lent, I'm going to write a letter to somebody that I haven't reached out to for a while. Because I'm providing love. I'm giving that which is most important. So we look at our lives and we look to Joseph's generosity, I think, and his providence, how he was able to provide, and we seek to do the same thing, especially during Lent. The fruit, all of our readings are about fruits, you know, and how the fruit of a good Lent is an incredible conversion when we're not the same person on the other side. But we got to really enter into it. We got to really, really enter into it with 100% of our desires and things and hopes and dream prayers. So pray, fast, give. Pray, fast, give. Take one of these babies with you. Pray about it. And look to Joseph's example as you seek to discern what God is calling you to do this Lent. Let's give thanks to our good God. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.